The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Another cracking week on the KFC Breakfast Show. On Tuesday, we were talking the last time you cried. When was the last time you had a good old whinge? Take a listen.
Right, now I've got this email letter here. I'll read it to you, most of it. I would normally not worry about this sort of thing, Kev. It's just that my husband of 25 years had a bit of a cry over the weekend, but not over something personal. I actually caught him having a sniffle when Vera passed away on Corrie.
Cute.
I found myself laughing last night watching Corrie with, who's the young lad who lives there with,
Tyrone
and his girl.
Yeah.
Her cry was doing me head in because she just kept pulling that horrendous face for ages. But he just kind of makes me laugh because he's a bit stupid, isn't he? So he made me laugh last night. But anyway, let me carry on. I actually caught him having a sniffle with Vera passed away and Corrie. And of course, it was a sad moment. However, I found it all a bit strange. He didn't cry when our dog died, let alone flipping Vera in Corrie. Is it usual for men to get a bit sentimental? That's from Helen, a concerned housewife. Well, morning, Helen. I feel like an agony uncle here. What? I think it depends, you know, who you are and what. I can be a bit of a crier sometimes, you know, at the right times when I'm peeling onions and things like that. But
nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
It's healthy, I think. Get a good cry out.
I've never seen a man cry, ever.
Really?
Oh, I make Tim cry all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do, yeah, when he sees the bank account.
Yeah.
So I thought that was the topic of conversation this morning. When was the last time that you cried? When was the last time you cried?
Well, yeah, I cried on Sunday because I was feeling hormonal after that bug and everything, and I was feeling really down. So, but I'm a girl, I'm allowed to.
Yeah?
It's different.
What about you?
I actually cried yesterday. I had a bit of a sniffle. Tim was asleep on a couch, and we were watching The Guardian with Kevin Costner, and very sad ending, and I shed a few tears on that one.
Really? Mm. Interesting stuff. When did I last cry? What time is it? No. do you know what? I think mine was over the weekend. Something silly over my dad. So just a little sniffle. Well, and I remember Rossi telling me he last time he cried was, well, he says he does it every morning when he looks in the mirror when he's got nothing on. But anyway, we'd like to know, when's the last time that you cried? What if we just, maybe we should ask just men or women or anybody?
Anyone.
Give us a call, 0151 472 0967. Don't be embarrassed. Or text us. If you want to be anonymous, you can as well. Text us the word city. Send it off to 625 with the answer to the question. When was the last time you cried?
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Talking, when was the last time that you cried? I got a letter on email saying, Kev, wouldn't normally worry about this sort of thing. Just my husband of 25 years had a bit of a cry over the weekend, but not over something personal. Actually caught him having a sniffle when Vera passed away on Coronation Street. And of course, it was a sad moment. However, I found it all a bit strange because he didn't cry when our dog died, let alone flipping Vera in Corrie. Is it usual for men to get a little bit sentimental?
Aww.
So we're asking, when was the last time that you cried? We've got some texts that have come through, which we'll get through in a moment. We've got some calls as well. Let's go to our calls first. Dave is in Highton. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Kev.
Are you all right?
Yeah, not so bad, mate.
When was the last time you cried, Dave?
It was when I was on the aeroplane, you know, watching the in-flight movies.
Yeah.
And Nemo come on.
Oh!
Shut up.
No, but if you ever watch the movie, it is sad.
It is sad, actually.
Yeah. And it just said that few tears when he actually found his dad.
It's a lovely story, though, isn't it, really?
It is.
Isn't it mad, though, when you are watching a sad film? I don't know whether this is just a man thing, but when something's really sad, you always get an itchy eye, and you're scared to scratch in case someone thinks that you're wiping a tear away.
I know, I have to look out the window there, Kev.
Just for reference, Dave, how old are you?
49. So you're not too old, are you?
No, you're never too old to cry, Dave. Never too old.
Especially over a cartoon.
Especially over a cartoon that's all made up.
I know.
Don't you worry about it, Dave.
Okay, Kev.
Thanks for sharing that with us. Have a nice day. Cheers.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Rock Ferry. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Lindsay. When was the last time you cried?
Oh, I feel a bit silly now about Nemo. This is even worse.
Go ahead.
It's deal or no deal.
Deal or deal or no deal. Oh my God.
Was that an old shirt?
Well, it was yesterday. It was a playback from Christmas and it was a Scrooge and a Santa series and it was all dressed up in ever so nice Victorian dresses.
Yeah.
And the lady, she was just so genuine. She was ever so young, about 20. And the last three boxes, she lost £50,000 and £75,000. And then there was £5,000 and 10 pence left at the end. So it was either hit or miss, and the banker offered to swap, and she kept the box, and it was £5,000. But she cried out of happiness. Everybody was really... and I'm blubbering away on the settee like a silly one.
Oh, but Lindsay.
With the letter as well about Vera, I cried like anything with Kev Wicks when he died on EastEnders. I was soaking wet. Honestly, my father was looking at me as if said, oh, my God. My God.
Aww. Oh, Lindsay, you're never too old to cry.
You're never too old to cry.
Thanks a lot for sharing that with
us. Thanks very much.
See you later, Lindsay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, final call of this morning, St. Helens. Hi, David.
Hi, mate.
When was the last time?
Mine's a bit more touching than theirs. I cried last time I watched The Green Mile.
Oh my God, that is the saddest film ever, I think.
And if any man in this world says they did not cry when they watch that film, they're either a liar or they've got no heart.
So I'm just thinking about it now.
you know, that was a true story as well, that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the thing about it, because it was a true story. That was...
So that makes it like you're allowed to cry when it's, especially if it's a true story.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
No worries. Hey, David, takes a bigger man. David, thanks a lot for sharing that with us.
All right, then, mate.
Have a good day.
Bye now.
Cheers.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
We're talking about when was the last time that you cried. I got loads of texts that are coming. Loads of people saying about Vera. And when Vera cried on Corrie. We've got some others here. Cried last week. Where are we? Last week, tried to pawn an old pair of jeans. Eventually got them on. I just brought a tear to my eye when I pulled up the zip from Jeff and Witness.
Oh.
Tell you what, as a bloke, you girls wouldn't understand. As a bloke, that hurts. Getting caught in the zip.
I bet.
What else have we got? Last cried when the mother-in-law said she wasn't moving out. From Chaz. Another one. I cried 2 weeks ago. I had a date but was invited to an 18th on the same night. Didn't know what to do. I didn't know who to let down. I've not heard from my date since. Oh. Another one. I cry. Hubby and I cry every week watching Ghost Whisperer. If Kiwis living in Great Sutton. Lisa, good morning to you. Last cried on Saturday when I felt the wrath of my teenage daughter's tongue. Oh. Also, I cried last night because my 8-year-old daughter gone away with school and I really miss her. What else have we got? There's some really sad ones, actually, which I don't know whether to read out or not. Another couple here. Yesterday morning when I got on the scales, I cried, it says. Last time I cried was last time I went to watch the Blood Brothers. And a few of them. Another one from Jenny as well.
Yeah.
Morning, Jen.
I cried in that. It's a very sad.
Very sad. Stuart in Anfield says, last time I cried was last night at Anfield. what else? Cry every day because people don't like me. From Tom Hicks and George Gillette. Thank you for that. last time I cried was on Sunday morning. It was one of those horrible dreams that made me cry in my sleep when I woke up.
Oh, I hate those.
They are horrible when you have a real bad dream and then you wake up and then all of a sudden you realise it's not true. Another one here. Kev sent you an email last week about Grace Primary School. Glad you're feeling better. Wondering if you could say well done to Martin and all the staff having been classed as outstanding. From Paulie, not a problem. Cried 2 weeks ago. Had a date, but I've done that one, you plonker. I've done that one as well. What's wrong with
me? You've done them all. I think we need a group hug.
I think you're right, you know. That's where this is going. You watch. When I was cried last night after my hubby, I've said something horrible. He's all sorry now, but let me tell you, revenge will be sweet. Glad you're back and better. Thank you. Morning, Siri. Last time I cried was when my son was born 2 years ago. And if you don't cry that, then you won't cry at all. From Kevin Bootle. Morning to Phil in Melling. I'm crying now because I'm stuck on the 62 again. watched The Guardian last week, and that was amazing, and it made me cry. Doesn't say who it's off.
Me too.
Good morning to you. Kev, on a completely different subject, I just had the most erotic dream about you, and then my clock radio went off, and your voice blasted all around the room. I've just nearly died. Nice. There's a new member of staff here who said, listen, I've got a confession. I dreamt about you last night.
Really?
So I dreamt about you last night. I dreamt that you were in bed with me and the wife.
Oh, my God.
What's that all about? He said, you've been there for ages. 5 minutes to wait. Right, we've got this one here. I cried yesterday morning because the weather was rubbish and it was Monday. And Michael from Highton, I cried last week when my six-year-old son scored his first goal. Yeah, that's a typical one, isn't it? Jenny from Formby says, I cried this morning because I've dyed all my underwear a grey yucky colour and it's expensive.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Kenny from Southport says, I cried on Sunday because my wife shrank my Everton footy shirt in the wash. Two more. Hannah from Aintree. I cried yesterday because I dropped two of my contraceptives down the toilet. I would probably put it down to hormones too. And finally, Chris from Bootle. I cried on Saturday because I was babysitting the kids while the wife was having a girls' night out. I don't know. So while the kids were having a night out, while the girls were having a night out, and I ran out of beer. Oh, what a nightmare.
Wednesday, Kev wanted to hear people's stories of how you know when you're getting old. Some great ones in there. Oh, and Biffo dropped by to give us a laugh.
This morning, we're talking things that you've done that make you realise or make you feel that you're getting old. Let's go to David. Morning, David.
Morning, Kev.
Tell me your story.
Wearing socks in bed.
You're having a laugh.
I wouldn't mind, mate. I'm only 28.
Oh, I bet you wear them with your sandals as well, don't you?
Oh, open-toe sandals.
You know what? It's going to be wide fronts next.
Ew, no.
I'm dreading the day when I start looking at beige cardigans.
Do you know what? I often wonder, something must happen. Like, I've started calling girls love, and I never call girls love. And you know when dads wear wife fronts, at what stage do they think, do you know what? I think I'll start wearing wife fronts.
Oh, it's scary, isn't it?
It is a scary thought.
Blue ones with a brown trim.
Oh,
oh, stop it. That's awful. Thanks a lot for calling up, David. Have a nice day today.
Good, you too, mate.
See you later.
Bye.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
We're talking about things you do when you're getting old. Yesterday, I was on a train going to a meeting in London, and whilst I was on the train, I noticed some teenage kid put his feet on the seat, and it wound me up, and then I actually told him to get his seat off the seat because someone has to sit there. And then I thought, you know what? I'm getting old. I did that myself.
What was his reaction, by the way? Was he all right about it?
He was all right, actually, yeah. Bearing in mind, I'm 6'1" and he was about 3'4". But I was polite, and fair enough, he put his feet down.
And then you went for a drink, didn't you, and had a chat.
That's right, yeah.
you bought him an $8 sandwich.
That's right, yeah. Dollar?
Pound. Don't know where I am.
Probably when you were in Canada.
Yeah, on the sidewalk.
Right, now you are talking garbage. Right, let's move on to a caller here in Crosby. Hi, Dennis. Dennis, have you put him through the desk?
Yes, I have.
Oh, he obviously got
stage fright. That menace.
Never mind. Got some text that comes through here. Realised I was going to get old the other day when I pointed out a Bamba Gascoigne lookalike in work. No one had a clue who I was on about, from Dan, who's in Croxteth. Good morning, Dan. I knew I was getting on a bit when I played on the PlayStation with my five-year-old nephew and couldn't beat him anymore. From Pricey, working on the Echo Arena. Morning, Pricey. Kev, I'm 31. I can confirm wife runs are definitely more comfortable. From Chris in Delta.
No, Chris.
Never, ever, 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 ever. Then he just sent another text back. I've just texted. Remember where I got them wife runs from? An ex-girlfriend got me them. She was 9 years younger. We only lasted another 2 months. I should have read the signs. Morning to you. I'm getting old because I say to my kids, turn the television down. From Day, who's working in Bootle. Kev, I feel old when I'm shouting at the kids, and I've started to sound like my mum when she used to shout at us when we were kids. It's all wrong. Have a great day. You too. Morning, I felt older this weekend at a party for my three-year-old. Had my other six children and two grandchildren there. I'm 38, but still feel 21. Dawn in Bootle. Kev, last week, Pete Price helped me cross the road. Am I really that old? Oh, man. Good morning. I feel I'm getting old when I'm in a nightclub seeing my mates and there's ladies in the club and I could be their dad, Mike from the Wirral. Kev, I felt old when the barber asked me if I wanted the hairs in my ears trimming. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah, morning, Kev.
Morning, Dennis. What's your story?
Oh, mine's fairly similar to your last one, but mine's nasal hair. You know when you're getting old and you're checking for nasal hair going south?
I know.
You
know,
attractive.
It's the nasal hair. There's no excuse. You need to get rid of that. Apparently, if you've got it at any point.
Do you have it, Kev?
No.
Let me have a look.
Look, there's none there.
You've had a trim this morning.
I was going to say, always trim mine before I come to work. That's wild. Dennis, thanks a lot.
The worst is when they grow out of the actual nose. I've seen some men with the hairs, you know, coming out the top.
Dennis, thanks a lot,
all right,
Kev. Have a nice day.
See ya.
See you later. Bye-bye. Another one. I've started to compare the price of stuff when I go grocery shopping and then picking the cheapest, even though I know it's rubbish, from Brian. Another one. I knew I was getting old when I was drinking and said to my mates, I think I've had enough to drink now. Claire, Weston, busy working at L Alpha Taxis in Netherley. Morning, you. Another one. I commented on a song that was on MTV the other day and said, that's just noise, that is. I distinctly remember my dad saying those words to me about 15 years ago. Wouldn't mind, but I'm only 30. Love, Joe. I get all my next day's clothes prepared the night before. That makes me feel old. John Morgan in Southport. Another one. Anytime I bend down, when I get back up, I make a groaning noise. What's all that about? Endo at Ellesmere Port, thank you for that one as well. Talking about the things you do won't make you think you're getting old. With your calls, please, 0151 472 0967. Also got a couple of quick mentions here. Could wish my sister Lisa Aspton, happy 40th birthday today from Claire, David, George and Charlotte. We're going the Oriental Delight in Bebbington for tea. Have a lovely day and have a lovely meal. Also going to say happy 40th, and we love a load, Sam and Abby. And that's it on the text. But I can remember, you know, many times working in clubs when people would say to me, who are younger than me, do you know what, it's full of kids in here. And yeah, it probably was, but I didn't see it because I was acting just like them.
I say that a few times.
I do act like a big kid, but I'm not ashamed to admit that I do. But I think if you, I think that's what keeps you feeling young, if you just act young.
I walk into like clubs these days now and I do feel really old.
Yeah, I do, because you just see them. Yeah,
but I think that is your fault.
Why?
You know what I mean? Just because it's the way you feel.
No, but some of them are about 12 in there.
Well, maybe you're right.
All these girls in short skirts, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Exactly. Why isn't she wearing a coat? Does she know how cold it is?
Do you know what I think? I'm getting old. Because they're getting annoyed when the crew crash the vocals on the song.
Kevin, don't be
That's
like
your
that.
Fault. You should have played it so early.
You know what? Getting annoyed now.
Done it again.
Stop it now.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
In the world of showbiz, Kelly Osbourne has criticised the way fat people are vilified in the press and said, I don't like the way that suddenly now everyone likes me because I've lost 2 stone. Why? Was I a bitch before? Because I was fat? No, because you were a bitch. And spoiled. And morning as well to a couple of friends of mine who got married whilst away in Sierra Leone. Frank Conte, good morning. And Joe, congratulations, you two. Catch up soon. Wednesday morning, 23rd of Jan. Happy 7th birthday to Lydia, who's...
Lehigh. Yes.
Bless you. Lydia Lehigh from Mum and also from Emily. Have a lovely, lovely day today. I think we've got Biffo the Cosmic Raver on the line. Hello, Biffo, are you there?
Buzz, all right there. See you in the morning. How's it hanging, kidder?
All right, Biffo, hanging fine this morning.
Laughing. Hey, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Haven't spoken, have I, this year?
No,
yeah,
Lynn. Yo, you haven't, actually. Happy New Year to you.
How's it hanging, Kev Seed, in the morning?
It's hanging all right this morning, Biffo, thank you.
Laughing, kidder. Laughing. Hey, kidder.
What?
I'm still having murders in my Judy.
Are you? Still having murders.
She's unbelievable, kidder.
Is she?
I said to a new year, new start. Yeah. Let's see if we can start getting on like a house on fire.
Right.
Oh, she's unbelievable. I tell you what, I'm just sick of getting grief off her.
Yeah?
She's sick of me, she said. She said, I'm absolutely sick of you, Biffo. Football, rugby, cricket, then the other better Rooney down the bookies.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tried to make good last night.
Right.
I booked a table for 2, didn't I? Booked a table for 2 last night at 8 o'clock.
Well done, Biffo.
I tell you what, by 9 o'clock, things were 10 times worse.
Why?
She hadn't even potted a single red.
On Thursday, our kid in the car had the cutest voice. Very high-pitched, but cute. Just take a listen.
Right, Hope, have you got a little joke for us?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have your joke then, shall we?
A boy with a niece on a a laddie. What do you call him? Ask the librarian. Tiny, answers the boy. Why do you call him Tiny? Ask the librarian. He replied, because he's my new.
I think you should get yourself a little job on Bagpuss, to be honest with you, on the mouse. Oh, Hope, do you want to say hello to any of your friends or family?
I'm going to say hello to everybody at St. Mark.
Yeah?
And the dad.
Anybody else?
No.
No, okay. Well, thank you for coming on this morning, Hope. We're going to put your name and your joke and your school name on the website, and we hope you have a lovely day today.
Thank you.
See you later, Hope.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Marvellous mechanical mouse organ.
Tune in to the Kev Seat Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.